You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is episode 247. Today is Sunday, April 27th, 2026. And it's my pleasure to be here with you this evening and just share some thoughts, some ideas, and some reflections on life in the year 2026. Well, it's great to be back podcasting again here. I took a little over a month's break here. It's just been a little hectic. So really haven't gotten around to recording anything, but got a great episode in store today. And the title of today's episode is The Future AI Prison Planet, or Live to Fulfill Your Own Life Purpose. So it's a weird title of this episode. It's like, I'll break it down. It's like two parts. So it's The Future AI Prison Planet, with Palantir and all of this artificial intelligence tracking, bio-tracking and all that. So The Future AI Prison Planet, or Live to Fulfill Your Own Life Purpose. So in other words, outside of this whole prison planet, scratch that off and just live to fulfill your own life's purpose, whatever that might be, right? So that's the title of this episode. Now, the follow-up to that title is, what is your life purpose? Like, do you even know what you, do you even have a life purpose? Do you even know what a life purpose is, right? There are people who don't have a life purpose. They're living, and I repeat it over and over again, but it's like they live a demoralized life with no purpose because of the fact that they're trapped in this algorithm, social media algorithm, insane asylum, that circus, you know, casino, where they just, you know, live to gamble off, you know, dopamine hits and, you know, attention, gratification, because the fact that there's no rhyme or reason, there's no purpose to their life. They're living, in a sense, like an animal in that, again, living just to gratify the senses, you know, not paying any dues, no discipline, no learning, no contributing back to those who have given to you. You know, everything is about the self, and just living a life of solipsism, right? So what is your life purpose? Do you even know? The next follow-up to that is, how much time do you spend in silence, in solitude, in self-reflection? You know, where you sit down just silently, you know, preferably like in the dark, but it doesn't matter. Just silently, quietly, hopefully in a quiet place, and just self-reflect, like in a meditative state where you reflect. Yes, you reflect on Jesus, and then you reflect upon the self and you having Jesus within you, and then what that means to you as far as your ability to transcend this material world, in the sense of knowing that all of this illusion that they put in front of us is just to trick us to live a life outside of the ruling or the kingdom of God, to live a life just to gratify your senses, to live almost like an animal, basically, as opposed to living and subduing this earth the way God instructed us in Genesis, to have dominion over this planet and to live a life of purpose, where your purpose is to build and to regenerate this planet and to create and to maintain your family, because only God can create, the devil can only destroy. Remember that. So how much time do you spend in silence and in self-reflection is very important. And then I'm going to add on top of that, if you go on YouTube and look up Qigong, and I think that's Chigong, Qigong movements, where you do your lymphatic system drainage, you know, you pat on your neck and under your arm and, you know, certain areas. Go to YouTube and look up lymphatic drainage and Qigong. And there's these little movements that you do where you bounce around and flex around. Some are better than others. There's some really good guys out on YouTube there. And it's free. Do 10 minutes of that, 8 minutes of that, where you pat your body really hard and you get your lymphatic system to drain and to get rid of the toxins in your body. One thing that I noticed that I'll see it a lot on Twitter or whatever social media, you'll see even on YouTube, television, pundits, they go back and forth and you see people arguing, varying degrees of experience, education, social status. You see people arguing. And what I notice in most instances, people are just more concerned with winning the argument than they are with having an actual dialogue. And it looks to me as if dialogue in 2026 is dead for the most part. What I mean by that is when I find myself in a situation, unless if the person is a total dummy, like really there's nothing behind them as far as doing research or reading or education or whatever it might be. And I don't look upon education as highly as some other people do. You might have people that are very highly educated, but they're really not that smart. You know, they're book learned, but they don't really have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that maybe somebody would, maybe not even a high school diploma has. But the main point I'm trying to get at is it seems that when people get into a discourse or a dialogue or a debate, their main purpose is winning as opposed to learning, right? When the important thing on this one is to learn, they might actually be in the middle of a debate with somebody, and as they're debating the person that they're debating might say something they didn't know, and they might learn it, but they'll suppress it as opposed to saying, you know what, you're right, I didn't know this point, or grow from this. No, they go back because their main concern is not learning, but winning. Winning in the debate, winning in life, or however you classify winning as. Which is a dark place to be. You know, yeah, do you want to win sometimes? Of course, you know. But it's not every minute, every... That's what we have right now with these ultra-rich. They just keep winning and winning, and we keep losing, and a loaf of bread is going to be $20 before you know it, right? And that's the reality of it. I've been doing this podcast probably 8 years, if not more. Those of you who are kind of new to listening to this, go back and listen to some of my older episodes, because I drop a bunch of gems and a bunch of life experience. I'm an older guy. I'm 66 years old, you know, a Puerto Rican from Brooklyn, New York. But one thing that I've been able to do is really connect a lot of dots in life and a lot of pattern recognition and a lot of life experience where I see things come together synergistically and fractally, where I'm able to parse and put things together in a way that makes sense. Right? Not just for me to win or to get ahead or to get over on somebody, but to actually make myself a better person and holistically be a better person and maybe help other people grow at the same time, which is very important. It's really not important just to be winning, you know. Of course, there's going to be a time where you're going to have an argument with somebody and you kind of get your ego gets in the way and you want to prove your point or whatever the case may be, you know, we're all human. But one of the main purposes in life is to build, to create, to learn, to take care of your family, to meet your responsibilities, and to help others that are in need, you know, whether it's with money or just to help them, however that works out to being, you know. So, and to meet your responsibilities, because everybody in life has responsibilities. And one of the main responsibilities that we have is to work in life and be productive, but not to work that we're being taken advantage of by our taxes, like our tax money is used to kill, you know, children, babies, and women in Gaza. That's what a lot of our tax money goes to, and that's something I really don't want, but I have no control over it, right? So in many instances, when you have this much placed upon you, you really have to make a conscious decision. As I said in the title, you know, the future AI prison planet, or live to fulfill your life's purpose, right? So with all of this going on, with all of this Palantir and AI and everything going on, people are like freaking out. And I hear some of these arguments and some of these people going back and forth where they're like, oh, you know, men are evil. Oh, no, women are evil. Oh, no, it's the blacks. Oh, no, it's the white supremacists. And everybody's so divided. And that's really not the direction that anybody needs to be going in right now. Right now, You need to be thinking about how much food you have in storage in the event that the lights go out. You know, do you have any form of communication with your loved ones? Do you know where they are? Do you have everybody's phone number? I mean, these things are all very, very important. So, it's everybody's obsession with winning. That's like what it all comes down to, because the people that are poor, you know, or they may be on welfare, whatever the case may be, they look at these mega rich and they're like, oh, well, they're really winning. And I want to at least look like I'm winning. I want to have on some Louis Vuitton or whatever the case may be, which is, again, one of the stupidest things you can do, you know. Whatever resources you have, you got to funnel and channel those resources in a way that you're going to get your most return on, right? Which means investing in yourself, whatever that means to you. However, you're able to invest in yourself to get ahead, you know. Whether that means getting a steel-toe shoes to work in a warehouse, or buying a couple of books to learn something, or investing some time on YouTube learning some coding skills, whatever it might be. It's very important to be aware of that. That there is a purpose in life, and there is a purpose that you should be pursuing every day, as opposed to just thinking about winning arguments and getting, you know, people to like you, and just because people like you, you think that you've reached, you know, some kind of summit, or you've been accepted. Because the minute somebody else will say something against you, you're going to collapse right back down again. Because of the fact that you actually put value in what people think about you, or if they think negatively upon you, it hurts you when it really should have no impact at all. As a matter of fact, sometimes when you get a lot of criticism, it's kind of a badge of honor, because you must be doing something right for people to be hating on you like that. I'm not talking about if you're strung out on Fetty and, you know, whatever, you know. Of course they're going to hate you. But if you're doing everything right and working hard and doing the best you can, and you're consciously working hard to be the best person you can, and people are hating on you, it's, you know, it's jealousy. It's people, you know, not understanding how you can have your whole program together where you're moving in a good direction, positively learning and growing, and they're just stagnating and just watching porn and relegating their life to just living a life of being demoralized. So it's important. Very, very important to have an understanding of what your purpose actually is. And if anything, really, in essence, really, if anything is going to be your purpose, it should just be growth, meeting your responsibilities, like my mother would say, cumpliendo con tu deber, meeting your responsibility, right? Pattern recognition, as I always say, situational awareness, helping others that need help and are in need. And be careful with that, because you get some people out there that try to trick you and take advantage of your kindness. You know, they see you being kind as a weakness. It's a crazy world that we're coming into right now. And I'll tell you, we're coming into a crazy time. You got to be careful out there, you know. Like if you come to your car and there's a white van parked next to it, especially if you're a woman, pay attention. You know, little things like that. I mean, all this stuff that's happening out here is real. You know, you don't want to be paranoid and, you know, cover your head up with the quilt and, you know, pretend, you know, you're an ostrich with your head in the hole. You got to get out and deal with the world. But be aware of what's going on and have situational awareness of things, you know. You need to read books. You need to, and even if you're not reading books, go on YouTube and listen to books, you know. Like some books that I highly, highly recommend are The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. It's kind of like a modern day Machiavelli, Niccolo Machiavelli, who wrote the book The Prince. When they say Machiavelli, and that's what they're talking about. Niccolo Machiavelli, Book the Prince. I think he wrote it in the 1500s. Again, Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power, which is basically an updated version of that. And then there's obviously the Bible and the New Testament, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. I highly recommend for all men to study Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Book of Psalms. Very important. Another book is the Book of Five Rings by Miyamoto Musashi, the Book of Five Rings, which is mandatory reading in the Harvard Business School. You know, when you go to Harvard Business School, back in the day, first thing that you would have to read is Book of Five Rings. Another one is Carlos Castaneda, A Separate Reality. Yaqui Way of Knowledge, which is his first book, and then A Separate Reality is his second book. But his second book, Separate Reality, is heavy duty, man. Some people will get it, some won't, you know. What other books? The Philosopher King, which is Stoicism, Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, the book Meditations by Marcus Aurelius is really required reading also. It's a great, great book, and it teaches you self-discipline and just a way to approach life where you know that you're getting the most out of it and you're doing everything that you're following the path of life that's the most beneficial to yourself and everything around you. You know, you're being man at his best. You know, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know, Stoicism. You know, and basically what Stoicism dictates is that there's going to be things that you have control over and things that you don't have control over. If you have no control over it, don't waste energy on it because you have no control. Focus your energy on things that you have direct control over and make progress with that. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't, you know, always make sure that you're always applying the best solution that you could possibly think of without the ego involved, without trying to show off, just being humble and trying to find the best way through life that you can. You know, and it gets a lot deeper than that. But yeah, the book Meditations, Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperor. They called him, he was the last philosopher king. Some of the heroes that I have that I'll get into is Hannibal Barca, who he was the guy, the general from Carthage. Basically, he lived and grew up in Spain. He took the elephants across the Alps and invaded Rome, invaded Italy, went over the Alps. And in 216 BC, you know, the Battle of Cannae, where he killed like 80,000 Romans right there in Cannae in Rome in that battle. With his strategy that he implemented, it's incredible, you know, the genius that he was. He was a bloody man. I mean, it was a bloody time, you know, which it still is today. I mean, nothing really has changed, just the labels, you know. So Hannibal, yeah, that was, it's funny, he was actually, people don't realize, he was actually right outside of Rome for about 6 years before, after the Battle of Cannae, like 216, so I guess he was there until like 2009, I guess, something like that. Is that how it works? No, 216 would be minus, so it would be 2008 or something like that, that he was still there, because he, they couldn't get rid of him. And then there was a general that was a student of Hannibal, that was actually a student of his. His name was Scipio Africanus. You could see him, I believe, in the movie Gladiator. They mentioned him. But Scipio Africanus was a student of Hannibal Barca. And they said, get Scipio over here because we got to figure out how the hell to get Hannibal out of Rome, out of Italy. And then Scipio said, the only way you're going to get him out of here, because he was so powerful that he had so many people following him in Rome, right close to Rome. He had so many people handled there. He said, the only way you're going to get rid of Hannibal, get him out of Rome, is to attack Carthage. And then he's obligated to go and protect his homeland in Carthage. And that's exactly what he did. And that's when they had the Battle of Zama, and Carthage basically just got wiped out. It's kind of crazy how that worked out. Anyway, so what other books? What other good books? What is The Way of the Superior Man? I forget the author on that, but I did a couple of episodes on that. I mean, if you look through my old episodes, I got a bunch of really good books there that really lent to you learning. I mean, I started really reading philosophy, I guess I was around 14 years old, you know. There was a TV series called Kung Fu that came out like in 1971, I guess I was 11. And in this series with David Carradine, it was supposed to be Bruce Lee playing that character of Kwai Chang Kei, but it ended up being David Carradine. And in this Kung Fu in a Shaolin temple in China, this white kid ended up, Blanco, he ended up becoming accepted into this temple like when he was like 8 and shit, and he grew up in the temple. But he had a monk that was named Master Po. And Master Po was very deep, man. Master Po would come out with this philosophical Taoist stuff, man, that would just blow my mind. I mean, it was crazy. And right around 11, I got my interest peaked in like Chinese philosophy and Eastern philosophy. So, yeah, there's a lot of good books out there to read that you can grow with. Good movies and stuff that you can watch to really grow it. Although I notice like these days movies are getting worse and worse. It's kind of crazy. But crazy time that we're living in. You know, it looks like the not looks like we have war right now in the Middle East and with Iran, and everything is going on there, and they want to do a land invasion, and it's kind of craziness right now because you basically have Russia, China, and Iran deadlocked. And basically, like, I mean, really potential nuclear war, you know. But I'm not going to sit here and get all nervous about it. I have no control over it. And if it happens, it's going to happen literally to everyone, not just me. So I have zero control. And you're going to have to ride that wave, man. There's nothing you can do. And you can't sit every day worrying about it. I mean, probably if it goes down that way, you're not even going to notice, man. If there's some nuclear hit or something, you're just going to vaporize, bro. Instant with the shit they have these days. So it's not even worth sitting there and worrying about it. The main thing you got to remember is to find your purpose and to understand what your purpose is. And basically what purpose is the direction that you're moving forward in, and you're producing and you're building and you're generating and you're growing. You know, that's the important thing, to have an understanding of that purpose that I talk about. So it's, yeah, man, it's doing the right thing. It's living the right life. It's right thinking, right speech, right action. You know, it's glorifying Jesus' name and understanding that you're a child of God and that you're cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the earth. For your sin he was slain, you know, and his blood cleanses your sin. And it's important to have an understanding of that, because if you don't have God in your life, then you don't have purpose in your life either, you know, because you're just living for yourself. So I've rambled on here a bit. I really do want to thank you guys for listening. Feedback would be great. I know some time back I got 2 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. So whatever platform you're on and wherever you listen, go out there, give me a nice 5-star review. I would really appreciate that. I do have a website, which is alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com. That's alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com with a dash, alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com. Right, that's my website. I have an Instagram. I have a Telegram. I have everything. Right, just check me out. If you go on my Instagram, alpha-male-buddhist, you'll see my link tree and all my links there. including my Telegram. So I really do want to thank you for listening. I want to praise Yeshua HaMashiach's merciful's name. And yeah, that's it.
Greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Imperii Selassiei. This is Healing of the Nations, Part 77. Greetings, worldwide family. Are you all feeling? Rally around the red, gold, and green. Light up your spliff scene. And come along, come along, come along. Lee Perry. The great Lee Perry. Gonna be sadly missed, yeah. How y'all feeling, family? Healing of the Nations, Part 77. It was a great vibe last weekend. Out and about.